Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, on the air for the first time in a while. And tonight's topic, cash rules everything around me. If you're in a particular generation, you know that was from Wu-Tang Clan back in the 90s. And really, that sentiment really hasn't changed that much, right? Over the years, we've seen more and more people with that particular attitude, and you almost kind of have to need it nowadays, right? Because if it doesn't rule everything around you, you probably don't have that much of it. So what am I talking about? Because I know some probably saw the title of the show and have some thoughts. Now, earlier tonight, I did a webinar with the same title, and I talked about business, I talked about investments, I talked about a lot of different things. Tonight on the show, I'm giving everybody an opportunity to tell me what they believe it means for cash to rule everything around them. But then also, I'm going to ask these questions and see if anybody has an answer to them. First question, is money important? That should be an easy one, right? But it's not. Is money important to you? How does money affect your daily life? What are you willing to do for money? What are you not willing to do for money? Are you making enough money? Are you making too much money? That sounds kind of silly, but think about it. Do you have a savings account? Do you have any investments in any companies? How hard do you work for the money you make? How do you feel about what you do to earn money? Do you believe you will do it for the next 15 years? Would you want to? Will your kids be okay if something happened to you tomorrow? Will your kids be in debt? Will they have to pay for college on their own? If you had all the money in the world, what are three things you would do with it? If those three things are important, why aren't you doing them now? Probably money, right? How long would it take you to accomplish those important things with your own money? And is it even possible? Will your job pay you enough to pay all of your debt? Are you satisfied with just being able to pay your bills every month? That's a lot of questions, isn't it? You have an opportunity to call in and answer one, two, all of the questions or come up with questions of your own, because really this particular show is really just about generalization, because all the things that are happening in the world today is pretty crazy now, right? And you want to be in a position where you can control things, right? Control what's happening around you, your environment. But if you don't have money, how much harder is it to do that when you think about it? You can call in 646-652-4479 if you have thoughts about those things. Usually, I'm doing either a show in regards to sports or I'm doing a show in regards to entertainment. If you look at, if you're actually on your computer, laptop, tablet, and you see the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide, you see the actual purpose of this particular program was to initially feature people in the entertainment industry that I worked with or have worked with or will work with, and to give them a venue to, you know, talk about what they're doing and interview them and things of that nature. I eventually expanded it into sports because I'm an avid sports fan. But I'm now going to go ahead and expand it to other things, business and day-to-day things that happen in the world as far as current events. It's just hard, of course, to continue to do radio shows when lots of stuff is happening. And in my particular case, personally, in my family, I have a, you know, my dad, he is, some most know at this point, you know, he has cancer, and we're working him to get back to complete 100% health. So yes, I've had to take some breaks from the radio show as of late. So tonight, as I mentioned, I wanted to go ahead and get one out. We might be going to New Jersey soon, so I don't know if I'll be able to do anything up there. So like I say, I had some purpose in regards to this particular show because of just things going on, again, in general, in business world and money and employment and companies. One company in particular, Walmart, we'll mention them real quick, this week decided to end insurance for their part-time employees, raise the premiums on their full-time employees. So yes, you have some new options as a part-time to get back in, but again, it's kind of one of those things is how they did it, how they announced it, how quick it happened, things of that nature. And raising premiums, if you're working on a budget and living on a budget, and all of a sudden something that was one cost is all of a sudden another cost, that kind of means one of two things, right? You either have to sacrifice something that you probably need, or you don't have insurance anymore, right? So again, that cash rules everything around me. Now, what are some of those people in one of the biggest retailers on the planet Earth, because they made $478 billion last year, what are some of those employees going to do? Or can they do anything? Doesn't even matter. Who cares? See, that's how, see, some people actually really don't even think of it. It is not even that big of a deal, truthfully. And that's kind of sad when you think about it. Call in. What do you think about Walmart and them ending insurance for their employees? And actually, they're going to start selling insurance now. I posted a picture on Instagram the other night, $40 per visit for particular items there. And I'm like, really? Y'all seen some of these pictures and videos about people who go to Walmart. I really don't think I'm trusting my health care to Walmart. That's just me, personal. I go to Walmart. I'll shop there. Went to Sam's today, actually. Okay. But as far as healthcare, glasses is one thing. Okay. Not that I've actually even bought glasses at Walmart before. But all the other exponential stuff and then $40 a visit, I don't think so. 646-652-4479, what do you think? And some of those questions I asked earlier, what do you think about those questions? Have you ever asked those questions to yourself before? The reason that this show is happening tonight is that I'm wanting to have people ask these questions of themselves or to other people that they care about, possibly. So that way, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 25, 30 years don't go by, and that's when they ask them. One of the questions I asked on my webinar, well, I don't think it was a question, it was a statement, was that if you have worked at least 10 years of your life for someone, you should have at least $10,000 in the bank. How? Saving $100 a month, each month for 10 years. You technically would have $12,000, but, you know, at least 10 grand, right? But see, most of us, including myself, I was never in a position to just hold on to that 100. Either something would come up or there was something that I think I needed and I got it. I needed to do something for a family member or a friend or whatever, random ticket, whatever it might be, that $100 had to go somewhere. So most of us never did that, or most of us never forced ourselves with the discipline to actually do it, to where 10 years from now, when that $10,000 actually could have did something for us, down payment on a house, down payment on a car, investing in Google, or some of these companies like Elon Musk just came out with his next Tesla car, right? But at the end of the day, what did we do with that money? What did we do? Where were we doing when we did it? Have you ever thought about that before? Another question would be, for whoever it is that is your current employer, and you as an employee, how do you really stand with where you're at right now on the basis of the future? Have you ever really actually sat and thought about it? Okay, because one of the things that a lot of people forget, we're talking about cash rules, everything around me. Yes, we are supposed to be able to earn money, but we're supposed to be able to live too. And if all of our lives is just about paying the bills that we're creating and depending on an employer to pay us enough to pay them, that is not living all of a sudden, is it? When you really think of it like that. And that's how you really have to think about it, being realistic. The only way you can get away with not thinking about it is if you're single and you live at home with your parents. Because then it doesn't matter. You have no responsibilities, right? But once you have responsibilities, all that changes just a little bit and maybe a lot. Cash rules everything around me. See, when you're making however much you're making an hourly or a salary even, and you start taking expenses out of that, how much money are you not making all of a sudden to where you have to start looking at other options to be able to do what you need to be able to do? And that's where things like investments or in another job and starting businesses, all that kind of good stuff comes into play. But, you know, the seriousness of it has to come into play. Does it even matter? Are we used to where we're at? Statuses in life are created technically by money, aren't they? You have more of it, you can do more, or you can do less because you spent too much of it, maybe, right? There's some people who live above their means, right? $100,000 is not $100,000 if you have three kids and a spouse and rent and car and insurance and gas and food, going to the cleaners, hair, nails, right? It's not as much money as you think it might be. So you got to double that to not only break even, but also to be comfortable. And a lot of people never get to that point. Why? See, I was almost going to answer that question. 646-652-4479. So this topic, is it one that, you know, scares people? Is it one that people, you know, don't want to think about, consider? Is it something that they want to ignore? That wouldn't be a good thing because it is your life. Right? That's something that at the end of the day, you have to be personal about. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that matters. Right? Because, and this is something that I did mention in my webinar earlier, is not the job of an employer to make you rich or wealthy or well off, even for that matter. 646-652-4479 to call in. And of course, I always forget as I'm going into my next thought, I didn't launch the chat room. There is a chat room. So if you're online, you're on a computer, tablet, laptop, you can enter into the chat room to where if you're too scared to call me live, you can go into the chat room and throw in your thoughts, and I can respond to you. So let's put on the chat room. And that's if you're on blogtalkradio.com/IMTM worldwide, and you get to check it out. So far, no one's in the room. So back to what I was just saying. Hopefully, I can remember. If you are working, you're working for someone, right? You're working for a period of time. The job is not trying to make you wealthy. Their job is to be profitable, right? And so if you think you deserve more money, you have two options. Wait it out and hopefully you attain a position to match what you think you should be making, or you have to quit and go somewhere else. Or you have to quit and start something on your own, because there's no guarantee you going somewhere else is going to get you the money that you believe you deserve either. Because that new employer is not going to try to make you rich either, because they started the company themselves and they're going to get paid based on the production of everybody that they bring on board to their company. You see what I'm saying? Because they put in the risk and the sacrifice and the hard work and the sacrifices to create something on their own. And see, a lot of people, they never get around to that simple fact sometimes. And it's disappointing to an extent, but then again, it's a matter of how we were educated, mostly. You see what I'm saying? It is an education thing. Most people were educated to work forever, not to stop working. Think about that. These are things just to think about. And I'm going to do another show. I didn't really advertise this show until tonight. I technically didn't really advertise it until I was finished with my webinar. So I'm not actually expecting too many calls. I hope though, I should say, that I do have a few listeners, especially since I play some Wu-Tang Clan. Come on. Give me some credit on that one. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Whoa, the stuff I see on Facebook. I did not want to see that. Shout out to everybody on the Atlanta Hawks Nation fan page. I'm going to say a little bit about sports real quick. I'm an Atlanta Hawks fan. This is going to be the best Hawks season ever. The team is going to win the first 35 games, and we're going to win the NBA championship. Don't be a hater. Get on board. 646-652-4479. Atlanta Hawks Nation is a Facebook fan page that I've been a part of for a couple of years now, I believe. You know, crazy it's been that long. So I try to shout them out as I can. Although, like I said, this was not going to be a sports show. I was going to mention something about sports. But let's talk about sports. Let's talk about things that make people money. And sports is one of them, isn't it? Being a professional athlete. If you're really, really, really good, the baseball playoffs are going on. I think the Royals and Baltimore Orioles are tied 5-5, at least last I checked. It's not easy being in baseball, though. You got to be playing baseball since T-ball and going through junior high and high school and college, possibly, or skip college and you go straight from high school. And then it's four or five years and you hit 23, 24, and you might be in the big leagues, and then you might stay, you might not. And if you do stay, you're making the league minimum. But if you're really a hot player, like maybe like Mike Trout or something like that, you play a couple years and all of a sudden you have $150 million in the bank. That's a lot going on, though, isn't it? Same thing for NFL. Same thing for basketball. Same thing for whatever sport it might be. Lots of money in it, but you got to be really good to get in and then to be able to stay. Music industry. Think about how many one-hit wonders there have been in the last 5 years just in hip-hop alone. Okay? And how many more that there will be. And for some of them, they make a little bit of money. But quantify that on that little bit of money side in regards to their whole life. And most don't have any real skills to where when that money runs out, what are they going to do? Cash rules everything around them, but once that little bit of fame is gone, do they have any skills to maintain it? Most don't. Most show that easily by how they spend their money. How you have 3 Maybachs, right? Can't either Maybach, last I checked. So that's another format to where, you know, people might want to try to pursue certain things along those lines. Acting, it's not easy to be an actor or actress. Modeling, definitely not easy to do these things. You got to be really dedicated. It might take you 10 years to hit. See, a lot of people, they won't stay. Some people, let me stop. Some people do try to stay 10 years on their job or 15, 20 years, but it's not like it used to be, the 50s and 60s, where you could just stay with a company for 40 years. It's not literal like that no more. However, most people don't try to do it. They usually end up getting kicked out of there because they're either doing something illegal or they're not working hard, right? Trying to steal money. Trying to steal time from the company. Companies don't like that. You do your work adequately, they'll keep you there. But if you're not doing anything at all, you're stealing time, somebody else can take your spot, right? Call in 646-652-4479 to talk. at the end of the day, what are you going to do if you aren't able to do some of those things on the entertainment side or the sports side? What else is there if your employment currently isn't working out for you? Now, mind you, there's jobs all over the United States of America in the world. You just have to be able to get them, whether it be by education, whether it be changing your location, whether it be changing your work ethic. You can get a job anywhere. You decide not to take a job, possibly, and ain't nothing wrong with that either. You make the sacrifice to get what you want. Nothing wrong with that, right? But you know what the deal is. But see, some people never get that part of it, and they believe that they're stuck somewhere when they're really not. They've just regulated themselves to accept whatever the wages that they're getting paid, the job duties that they have, and they'll stay there forever on the premise that they're not going to be able to find anything better. They definitely ain't going to be able to find anything that'll pay them more money. You see what I'm saying? They stay. Or some people are really just lazy. And it hurts to say that, but that's what the reality is, because of all the things that are out there that could earn a person thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, most people don't want to work that hard for it. They really don't. If it's not given to them on a silver platter, they're not going to do it. But they'll talk about the other people who are willing to work it, to work that hard for whatever it is that goal is. They'll hate on them. They'll hate on them like they're on VH1. They'll hate on them. And then they pull up in the Benzo. Can I still say that? Benzo? I don't know. And then be like, well, how'd you do that? Oh, well, can I do what you're doing now? Can I work with you? Can I? What? Really? No. Uh-uh. Bye. What is it? Bye, Felicia. Call in 646-652-4479. Don't be afraid. I'm not going to hang up on you if you say something too crazy. Cash rules everything around me. Is money important? Now here's the thing. And with 7 minutes left of the show, this is going to be a quick show. Maybe money isn't important. Maybe is not important to anybody. Maybe money doesn't affect anybody's daily life. Maybe nobody is willing to work for any money. You see what I'm saying? Maybe everybody is making enough money. They have all the money in the world. Maybe everybody does have a savings account. See, I'm reading my questions backwards now. Maybe everybody has investments in multiple companies. You know, Google stock is $1,200 a share. If you invested Google stock 10 years ago, you'd be a millionaire. But did you do that? Did anybody do that? Did you know to do that? See, money comes in phases. And the thing of it is, it's all based off of information and privilege to an extent. But see, a lot of people find out about things and they still ignore it. And that's messed up. There's people who could have invested in Facebook 10 years ago in 2004, and they let it go. They were in front of Steve Jobs. They got a phone call from Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs reached out to them and said, hey, Apple is going to be the biggest thing ever. By the way, Apple made $170-something billion in 2013. Microsoft, billions. Somebody was in front of Bill Gates. So lately, have you heard of something? Have you come across something? Have you been told something to say, hey, you need to consider this? And then what did you do? I'm cool. I'm good. I got all the money. I'm paying all my bills. All my bill paid. I see people brag about how their bills are paid. I'm like, but that's all you've done is paid your bills. And then you complain about what you got to do to pay those bills, and the people are hating on you that you're taking the responsibility to pay your bills and that you're not able to enjoy yourself because you're paying bills. That's not living, is it? And that's just a hard reality. But people talk it all the time. And I see it online every day. Call in 646-652-4479. What do you think? Cash rules everything around me. If you had all the money in the world, what would you do with it? What would be the three things you would do if you had all the money in the world fall into your lap? And then think, if you had to do those three things with your own money, could you do it? And if you could, how long would it take you to do it? And would you want to do it that long to get there? Is it worth it? See, the thing of it is, when you do set a goal for yourself to say, you know what, I'm not making enough money, I need to do more, how long are you willing to do it? Morgan Freeman was an actor for years before Glory. Anybody seen that movie, Glory? We all seen it in high school at least once because we had to watch it, right? Denzel, right? South Carolina, everybody die. But Morgan Freeman before Glory and Driving Miss Daisy had been acting at least 10 years before that, and he was like 40-something when he got those movies. 40! They say he started when he was 20-something. It was 20 years he was acting before Glory. Think about that, y'all. Think about all the actors and actresses and musicians and things of that nature, people of that nature, who have been working for 5 or 10 years before. Are you willing to do that? Like hardcore work, like for real, for real? Or are you cool with whatever it is you're getting paid hourly, whatever you're getting paid on a salary basis, working 3 jobs to make ends meet, if that's the case? There's nothing ashamed of doing it, but it's a matter of, would you prefer that over working hard and building something that benefits you on the side of not having to do all those other things? See, that's the point. Because again, those millionaires that I mentioned earlier, they don't have to work unless they want to. You see what I'm saying? Think about how many times you remember seeing an actress or a musician or whatever, and it's basically, oh, they took 7 years off, and now they're about to come out with an album, or they're about to star in a movie now, finally, because they had 3 babies, right? Although Beyonce didn't do that, you know, she, Blue Ivy, and she's on stage again, right? Beyonce don't have to ever work again if she don't want to, right? She has money upon money, and she's married to Jay-Z, who has money upon money. She works because she wants to. That's your goal. Work because you want to, not because you have to. Cash rule everything around me. If you don't get that from this particular radio show, I don't know what else to give you. But that's a big one right there. Get to the point where you can work because you feel like it, rather than it having to be done type of a deal. Because there's no real happiness out of that when you get down to it. And there's nothing, like I said, there's always going to be a 17-year-old to work at McDonald's. There's always going to be a 19-year-old to work customer service somewhere. You do not have to be regulated to work in the same department for 20 doggone years on the basis of you think that's the only way you're going to be able to make any money. That's crazy. It just is. And in these last 2 minutes, I just want you to think about that. Do not put yourself in a position that you don't think you can get out of just on the basis of that's what everybody else has done. Don't listen to all those other people who are mostly not better than you and not in a better position than you, and would rather you stay with them forever rather than see you reach that top plateau. If that makes So in these 90 seconds, cash rules everything around me. I want you to pay attention. blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide is the radio program website. Check it out. Register for free. That way you'll always get an announcement of when I'm doing the next show. All of my Facebooks and Instagrams and things of that nature are tied into my website, which is www.IMTMWorldwide.com. And in these last 60 seconds, because I do so much, if there's something that you might need help with, you can call me, 706-393-8426. I do business. I do entertainment. I do a mixture of all of them. Check me out. Website tells you a lot. The rest that you can't figure out, just call me. Cash rules everything around me. I'm probably going to do another show of this nature very soon, and or I'm going to do a webinar. But until then, I'm going to go ahead and end the show. And hopefully y'all enjoyed this particular episode of IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Chris signing off on a Friday night. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
You're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all the that's out here, it's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poetry styles, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular head tech, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition.